Hey, this is Roberto with Steambox, and you are back with the Steambox Versus podcast. And we have who is becoming a regular on the show. There may or may not be pizza involved. I'm not going to say that there's some level of motivation, but we have a very special guest coming back with us. We've got Emmy. Emmy is a social media influencer and a regular Disney princess. Emmy, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm so happy to have your energy. And like, I totally like one day I'm going to have to give you like a whole lot of pizzas. I want you to be my co-host, but that's a whole nother conversation. I love your energy.
I would definitely be a co-host. That is so awesome.
Yes. Speaking of energy, and this math might go back to the last time you were on our podcast. Speaking of energy, Precious, Juliana, Aiden, my homies from Del Sesto Middle School, please say what's up. Unmute your microphones and say what's up.
What's going on, everybody?
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, Precious, a little bit of feedback with that microphone, but we'll work on it. We're going to get through this. The reason I'm giving you a shout out and your energy, and actually, Emmy, again, you might have something to do with this. We are 4 weeks in a row now, the number one podcast in the world in education. So congratulations to you at Del Sesto Middle School. Congratulations to my students at Highlander, who are also putting in a lot of work, in Alvarez High School as well. But Emmy, I think that probably goes back to you being on our podcast. It seems like that's about the timeline.
I think so. But that's amazing. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Precious, you're new to the podcast. You're all new to the podcast. Precious, what does it feel like for you to be part of like the number one podcast in the world?
I think, you know, it's pretty cool because occasionally for anything else, I believe like it just feels good to have people actually listen instead of like having views like 1, 2, 3, it's like 3 views, like people listening to the podcast. So it's actually pretty amazing to be the number one spot and a lot of people listening.
I really appreciate that. Juliana, I'm coming to you in a second, but Aiden, how do you feel about you've been here every week with us. How do you feel about being part of the number one podcast in the world?
I think it's really cool to engage in something that I've never tried before. So this is kind of like new waters. It's very interesting.
It doesn't look like new waters when you unmute your video because it looks like you have the podcasting studio already set up. Juliana, I saved you for last for a reason on this question because you and Precious, Aiden too, when he talks about his brothers, but you've all in this very short time talked about some very personal experiences and shared a lot with the world. So I want to say, I appreciate it. Is it scary for you talking about your experiences to the world, Juliana?
Yes, and most of the time. I don't really like talking about it.
Right. But, and I understand how some of that is sensitive. Emmy, we'll tell you later. We'll share the stories. I'll share those podcasts with you. But all of my students have been through a lot. My black and brown babies in Providence, they go through the ringer, and it shows you how tough Precious and Juliana and Aiden are. So it's stories like that. It's you being so truthful. It's you being so vulnerable, Juliana. That's why people listen to the podcast. That's why this podcast is number one. So I just wanted to say thank you, Juliana, Precious, and Aiden. It's been dope. But all right, so same question for you, Emmy. What does it feel like to be an actual princess, right? Like you're a Disney princess. Now I know your dad's not the king, right? I don't know your dad. I don't want to make assumptions, but you are as close to a Disney princess as it gets. What's that like for you?
Oh my God. First of all, you're so nice. Second of all, I don't know. I guess it's awesome. It's an amazing experience, especially with a lot of more princesses of color coming out. So I get to have the opportunities to play them a lot more and bring representation to children who look like me. No offense to the, you know, generic princesses or whatever, but you guys have too much representation going on and it's time for you to make room at the table for other people. But yeah, it's been an awesome experience. I get to make kids happy. I think, you know what it is? Making kids happy is like awesome, but I think it's the parents' reaction that I love the most because they start crying and then you're just like, oh no, my lashes are gonna fall off. I can't cry because they've never seen themselves represented, especially with someone like Moana. or Princess Tiana. I know for the Asian community, Raya just came out like about 2 weeks ago. So I think my experience is out. It's about like, you know, giving that representation. Like, that's why I do it.
Can you illustrate for our audience? Can you tell us about one experience that made you feel that way? Right? Like, what was the most impactful experience that you've had, whether it was at a Comic-Con, whether it was at a kid's birthday party, whether it was a parent? What was the most impactful moment on you in a good way?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so it was at an event at Boston. It was called Christmas in the City. And I guess the mayor of Boston throws like a huge like party for homeless families. And they bring in a lot of characters, entertainment, dentists are there. There's carnival rides, animal rides, it's everywhere. And, you know, they have requested Jasmine. And obviously I showed up as Jasmine. And they have like a grand entrance where like they call it Wonderland. And once the doors open, you see like everything for the children to see. Like I said, like the carnival rides, Santa Claus is there, Mrs. Claus, all these characters, all these businesses that are there to provide services or even just entertainment for these families. And it wasn't until, you know, the kids were really happy to see the characters and I was like, oh, it's really cute. Like, hi, you know, like all the characters were standing on either side as the families walked through in the middle, and you know, we got to greet them as they walked in. And it wasn't until one mother looked at me, because she had, I guess she had her back facing towards me, and she had her camera out, you know, which kind of was looking around, and she turned around and made eye contact with me, and she was like, oh my god, you're Jasmine. And then she like looked at herself, she goes, oh my god, you look just like me. And she just started bawling her eyes out. And then I was like, I cannot cry, like I can not, in front of these kids, I cannot bring out a character. But it was definitely an experience like that where she recalled back, like she was so stunned that one, not only Princess Jasmine was there, but somebody who looked like her. And she was obviously older. So like, you know, like she was older. So like seeing the representation still mattered at her age. Like it's not just about kids, it's for adults as well.
It's so important. Like it's unbelievable how I don't have to trigger it. I don't have to prompt it. It always comes up on this podcast that representation is important. That was said by the Marvel Comics writer when she was on this podcast, when they were on this podcast, Vita Ayala, who's doing amazing things. And then, but it always comes up by almost every guest. And then here you say a very similar quote of representation matters, right? Like representation matters.
It does, it really does.
It's important that Precious sees and Juliana sees and Aiden sees people who look like them. You know what I mean? Whether it's on TV, whether it's just people of success, because Juliana, Precious, Aiden, I have to tell you, I didn't have that for my generation. I didn't have that. What I had was white actors who would act like a Puerto Rican, right? Like I have white actors who would act. There were a couple. I don't want to say we didn't have any, but for the most part, it was, yeah. And they, and by the way, and I don't want to make this crazy for all of y'all, go over your heads. But there's a story, there's a Broadway thing, right? The West Side Story, yes. Right? Were they talking about, we had a conversation about this, I feel like, where they were talking about, I want to live in America. And yeah. I'm like, bro, you're Puerto Rican. Like you are living in America. What are you talking about? Puerto Rico's in, yeah, right. So I throw a lot of side eye and I'm happy to see representation now. I'm sorry that I just hijacked it. But I want to go over to my students. Precious, I have a question for you. And then I want to hear your question for Emmy. My question for you, Precious, is if you could cosplay or dress up as a princess, it doesn't have to be a princess, but if you could dress up as a princess or cosplay as any character, who would you be?
I think I'd cosplay as, if I'm like really taking it into deep thought, I think I'd cosplay as Matilda. I mean, you guys ever watched Matilda?
No,
yeah,
I'm the old guy in the room who's, I'm the only one who's saying no. Tell me about Matilda.
So Matilda is a girl who was born, like raised in an abusive family. You know, they all did like the type of, long story short, she was a girl with like, you know, these powers and abilities, you know, to kind of telekinesis with their eyes and, you know, living in a rough life with their family, both at family and school. And so, you know, as she's getting older in the end of the movie, she gets adopted by the teacher because the teacher sees she has true potential in her. And not only that, Matilda is a girl who's very brave and very risk-taking. So she'll do anything to help out others and do anything in defense for others. Like in one part of the movie, she was So I forgot the principal's
bro,
name.
Bro,
she came. The principal.
Precious.
I'm sorry for everybody that watched. Are you cosplaying? I didn't watch Matilda yet. But...
Ricardo, how do you not know what Matilda is? Like that is
because I'm old, bro. I'm old.
It's an old movie. I watched it growing up. Yep.
Look, I have two white hairs. Precious, are you cosplaying as Matilda or is Matilda cosplaying as you? Right, like this Matilda represents.
It could go both ways. It could go both ways. It could go both ways.
Yeah, so what's your question for Emmy?
Why Disney? Like, you know, just like why Disney itself? You could have like done
other... something less racist. Yeah, I know.
No. Like what I mean is like, you know, you could have done like other cartoons, you know.
Yeah.
That so, kids regularly watch. So why Disney specifically? Like aside making kids happy.
Yeah, when I first started doing, you know, this, it's because Disney was the only corporation out there that was giving representation at the time. Compared to now, we got, like, Cartoon Network is very good at it, with, like, Steven Universe and, like, there's other shows that I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, Steven Universe.
Yes. Or even Netflix has She-Ra, you know, just different shows that, or even Over the Moon. But when I first started, it was definitely because there was nothing out there, and I was like, I wanna actually start off with cosplay. I was like, I wanna cosplay people that look like me. I did like Kida from Atlantis, again, Disney. But there was like nothing, you guys. I'm telling you, there's nothing. I'm going to Walmart now and I can see Barbie dolls that look like me back in the day. Nothing. But I guess start off because Disney was the had what, you know, the I guess the resources that looked like me, the characters that looked like me, and I was like, oh, it's really nice. But then other corporations are doing it and other companies, and so like I'm going around, I'm jumping around to different characters now, not just Disney.
Yeah, so I've got my homie Juliana. So Precious is one of our stars. Juliana is like the heart and soul. Aiden is the brain of this podcast.
I love you, little trio.
Juliana, our heart. So who would you cosplay as if you could cosplay as anybody?
Elena Gilbert from Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries. Oh, that's an interesting choice. I love it.
And what's your question for Emmy?
Who was your favorite Disney character that you ever cosplayed when you first started?
My favorite one? Oh my goodness. It's so hard to pick. You guys got me on the hot seat.
Like, you can't do three either. Like, you gotta, like, this is...
I gotta, like, pick one. Okay, what if I choose not a Disney princess? So, like, I can narrow it down.
Juliana says okay.
Okay, perfect. Oh, my goodness. Have you guys ever seen Big Hero 6? I did Hero once. I love My Hero... Big Hero 6. I almost said My Hero Academia. Big Hero 6. If you guys haven't seen it, it's really amazing, and I highly, highly recommend.
Yo, I could go with you, because if I take off my shirt, I look like Baymax.
No, we can be Hero and Baymax together.
Yup.
Yeah, My Hero.
Oh, man. You're going to win people over with My Hero Academia, and I dislike My Hero Academia.
My Hero Academia.
I have. I don't know. I'm a one-punch man kind of guy. Juliana, thank you for your question. I'm going to come back to you for round two questions in just a minute. So Precious and Juliana, be ready. Aiden, the brains of the operation. Who would you cosplay as if you could cosplay as anybody?
It's a really hard question because I don't really have like a favorite character. But probably... I don't know.
Pick a character with the coolest outfit. That narrows it down.
Or this is cool about one. Versus. You have to pick somebody.
You know what? Just cosplay for My Hero.
Outfit? Batman, then.
Oh, okay. Batman. Yeah, that's what's up.
Did you, Emmy, did you see the new Justice League, the Snyder Cut?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm happy that you said no, because if you said yes, then I probably would have gone on this long rant about the last scene. And all of our listeners.
I saved everybody from that rant.
You saved everybody from the rant. Aiden, what's your question for Emmy?
So my question was, if you got picked for a live action movie of a cartoon, who is the character that you envision it would be?
If I got picked?
Yeah.
So I get to play the character?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Oh no. This is so hard, you guys.
What I love is the mystery, because what I know of you is that you would have no fear. And I think somebody said it in our last week podcast in this group. I think it might've been Precious talking, like Precious just immediately went non-binary with one of the answers. And I would expect that you, like, I think there's a 50-50 chance that you pick a boy or a girl, right? Like,
that's
I
can. Saying. See, yeah. You're so, well. So
what characters are off the table? And I think that you would be so bold as to almost dare to play like a white person. You know
I
what I mean?
I could never do that. Just, they take my roles.
Bring it to the community.
Oh my goodness, what a hard question. I don't know. If like the whole race thing were aside, you know, we want to respect people's like character, ethnicities, and you don't want to erase anything. I don't know. Can I just... Man, you really got me. You guys really got me. I'm like trying to stay away from Disney. You know what? I think it'd be really cool just for Roberto. Play Deku in the live action My Hero Academia movie.
I knew you could do that.
Just for him. And then at the end, when the movie ends, the last credit is going to be like dedicated to.
I can't imagine that. Oh my goodness.
I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, thank you. By the way, I hear that they are making Big Hero 6 live action. So I'm just saying.
Oh, they're really perfect. Look at my time to shine.
Hero might be up for grabs. I asked you, so I'm going to change the tone a little bit. I asked you about like your best experience out there. And keeping in mind that I'm working with middle school students here. So I want to make sure that I stay age appropriate with this. But there's a thing, first of all, consent is saying yes. To if somebody wants to kiss you, for example, they shouldn't be able to just kiss you if you don't want to be kissed, right? Like you should have to be able to give consent. But there was a notion that cosplay is consent, right? There was a notion, it was mostly guys, not all guys and not even a lot of guys, but there were some guys out there who felt as though because somebody like Emmy was dressed up like a princess, that is consent to put their arms around them, to, I don't know, to be touchy-feely with them sometimes in gross ways. So I'm not trying to lead into your answer, but what were some of your bad experiences with cosplaying? And do you mind talking with middle schoolers about cosplay as consent? Yeah. And your experience?
Yeah, so the phrase is cosplay is not consent, meaning like no matter how you dress, like it doesn't give anyone the the consent to like touch you inappropriately or hug you or even just, you know, make comments about yourself just because you're cosplaying a character, doesn't give them the okay to do that. And I think people of color have they get put in a box because the characters, again, Disney makes like Jasmine in her red outfit, Esmeralda in her red outfit, characters of color that Disney creates, you know, always in half, you know, a bikini top or like, you know, mini skirts. I think Moana is like the only culturally accurate one that is right now. Jasmine's another example with like, you know, her stomach showing, and then Kida from Atlantis. So like, we want to cosplay those characters because, you know, one, they look like us. Second of all, we love them. And third of all, if we're going to look cosplay people who look like us, we don't have to, but a lot of us do just because, you know, it's nice. It doesn't give people the okay to talk to us the way they want or touch us the way they want because we look too sexualized in their eyes. It's like, unfortunately, these characters were drawn that way, but it doesn't make it okay. So like, I guess I'm trying to think of like any of my negative experiences. I don't want to say like there was one where I was just like completely shocked by it, but like I get really a lot of comments is Jasmine specifically, you know, just like guys hitting on me like, oh, like where's Aladdin? And I'm like, Aladdin, you know, I don't even got to need him to be here. If anyone's going to beat you, it's going to be me. Or even just like Moana, people be like, oh my god, like, can you hula dance for me? And, you know, like, oh, show me the hula skirt. It's just like inappropriate comments that are never okay, and especially in the cosplay community. And I feel like a lot of people in the cosplay community in general have came to this general consensus of like, hey, if anyone does anything to you, touches you, says anything inappropriate to you, you report it, and that person will be escorted off or out of the convention scene or whatever is happening. But I don't think there's ever been an incident where it really like shocked me to my core, because again, I'm, you know, I'm Latina, like, you say something to me, I'm gonna say something back. But I think it's more of just like people just saying dumb things, and you kind of get disgusted by it, or you're kind of just like, oh, like, you really had to say that, like, ooh, look at you. But I guess it's just one of those scenarios.
I think it's important. I think it's important that Aiden and Juliana and Precious, who are like in middle school with mixed aged people, going into high school where there's a lot of hormones, I think it's important that they hear from a Disney princess that you've experienced this too, and that, just like you said, it's never okay, and that they can take control, right? Like, because you are just as tiny as
somebody,
right? So, like, I'm happy that they got to hear that from you. I think that's really important. Precious, what's your next question?
If you're not, you know, doing the modeling and like all that, what do you do in your free time? What are your hobbies?
What am I hobbies? Oh my god. I was actually thinking about that the other day. I was like, what do I do? Like, what is my life outside of a costume? I really love skating. It's like my passion. I've been skating for like 10 plus years. I should be a skater TikTok.
Roller skating, rollerblading,
skateboarding. Rollerblading. Is
the
my
funny
thing.
Part is I can't roller skate at all. I mean, like, I can.
No, I'm on you. It's so much fun. That's my
not fun. Not fun when you slip ball.
That is also true. But listen, the more times you fail, the closer you get to success.
What else? So I'm learning something new about you. What else beyond you being out there rollerblading is there?
Oh my goodness! Hold on. I enjoy painting little plants. That's a wisteria tree.
Oh my goodness. I found another artist.
It's always painting. I don't know. I can't illustrate. I'm awful at like drawing, but I really love painting.
Please send me a picture of you holding up that painting later. I want to use that. So the world who's listening can see what you just demonstrated. One other thing that I want to point out, like, as we're talking about your hobbies, we talk about like, especially when I say cosplaying, it's almost dismissive of all the work that goes into it, right? Because it talks about playing in costumes. So we imagine that she just shows up one day and she's Jasmine, but like all of the work that goes into this. I think last time you gave me a preview of something that you were working on, and it looked like a lot of work. I don't know if you want to share about it? That or you don't have to share about it, but yeah, oh, what was it?
Like one brain cell. I forget. What was it?
A mermaid.
Oh my God. Yes. My mermaid.
And so I just think about all of the work. Imagine making a mermaid costume, like, and all the work that goes into that. What do you have to know? What kind of skills do you have to have?
Well, obviously, like, swimming, and like, if you want to take it professionally, you should get scuba certified, or I know.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I was asking about like sewing and stuff. And oh, you're going underwater in your costume?
Yeah, for swimming? Mermaids. You have to get like scuba certified and everything if you want to do it like professionally, and if you want to take photos in the water, you should probably know how to hold your breath, you know.
You're not just gonna sit on a rock
and
look
I'm
dope.
Doing that because I can't swim, but like other people who are professionals, yeah, they'd be in there in the water. I'm like, nah, I'm gonna sit on this rock. But yeah, the tail that I have, I'm actually, so people call it mersonas, where they have like mermaid personalities, and they advocate for like the planet, or they advocate for ocean cleanup, and each mermaid is like different parts of like the world's water. I don't know, like, that's a word. But I actually wanted to make mine Afro-Latina of Puerto Rico for Taino people. So like, that's my mersona, is to talk about Taino people of Puerto Rico, and how the cultures of indigenous peoples of the Caribbeans is lost, and like, just use the mersona to bring awareness that, hey, like, Taino people are still here, and like, hey, Puerto Ricans and like Cubans and people from Dominican Republic and all that stuff, like, just to educate the public on the Caribbean islands. And it's more than just your vacation spot. Come on, guys. Like, a lot of people are colonizing our islands, and we need people to be aware and to stop it.
And they go there and they trash the place, and then they go back home and leave, like, our aunts and shit to clean. Yep. And so is your Boricua mermaid friendly, or is she like a siren like, that is out there? She like
knocks down your ships. No, I'm kidding. No, she's actually pretty friendly, kid friendly. Yeah, I think I might go kid friendly or just like a nice mermaid, because you know she wants to bring awareness to the Caribbean islands. She can't do that if she's like, you know, taking down ships.
I can't wait to see her dark side. This leads perfectly into Juliana, because Juliana loves fantasy. Juliana, what do you think about the Puerto Rican mermaid? And then what's your next question?
I think it's a very good example for like, for people who want to stop from other people ruining their planet, their environment, their culture.
Oh, thank you.
This is, remember I said she's the heart and soul of the show?
Yeah, she is.
I'm being all goofy.
This reminds me of like, the show Siren, but it's not really considered that, but like, you're different from Siren.
Yeah, I've actually heard of Siren. My friend was really obsessed with it.
It was on Hulu, and I've seen all the seasons.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. Oh my goodness, thank you for the recommendation.
Juliana, you're going to have to at some point draw out some storyboards to help Emmy flesh out her character, her mermaid character. I bet Juliana would definitely help you with that. Juliana, what's your question?
My question is what type of cleansing routine you do when you are stressed or want to leave that stress?
Oh, like a self-care routine? Oh, I love music. I love listening to music and just vibing. I got this really cool mood light. I don't know if they gave it to me. I actually don't know what it's called, so I can't plug it in, but it's actually relaxing. Just sitting there and like listening to music, or honestly just mindlessly watching YouTube videos, because I fall into the YouTube hole pretty fast and I learn a lot of random history facts. But definitely like my go-to is always music, or even going outside and skating if it's a good weather, you know, good weather day.
I want to get a few more cosplayers on here to talk to Aiden, who is he's got engineering in mind. He wants to be an engineer, and he's a tinkerer, he's a builder, he's a developer.
Oh my god, he's a tinker fairy.
Yo, I mean, how much tinkering, how much engineering actually goes into some of these
costumes? A lot. Oh my goodness. Like, there's people out there that have lights in their costumes. People make wings that expand when they move. They have things, costumes that smoke comes out of it, or like they make sounds. Like, it's crazy. Yes, Tinkerbell, like Tinker, yeah. But yeah, no, it's really creative. Anything you want to do in cosplay, if you see like a really cool character and his costume lights up, you can make it. When I did Voltron, I did Lance, and it was a full paladin armor for space. And I did that. I was like, I can do that. I mean, I did it, but like, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to accomplish that. But anything you want to do, I just do like very simple stuff, but I would love to do like tinkering with lighting and stuff for my costumes, because I got to up my game. I've been sitting too comfortable lately.
I'm saying you're going to have to give us a shout when you're ready, because Aiden could probably help with that. I saw somebody at Rhode Island Comic Con, and one of my students is a friend of his who does this Hulkbuster armor Iron Man.
Oh my god, yeah, I've seen that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's nuts. And I can't even imagine how to make something like that.
I've seen someone do Iron Man once, and he was just talking to me in a suit, and then suddenly he just opened up, and I was like, oh my god, yeah. It's so cool.
I need to learn. Aiden, do you think you could do something like that? Aiden, can you make an Iron Man suit?
Maybe.
Aiden, you definitely can. I believe in you. If you have the passion for like tinkering in engineering, you can definitely accomplish that.
No, I love that eighth grade courage of him to even say maybe.
Right? I didn't even know. He was like, yeah, you know, it's a possibility.
Yeah, probably. Aiden, what's your next question for Emmy?
what is your biggest achievement that you've gotten whilst cosplaying?
Oh my God, this is gonna sound like really vain, but like I do it because again, representation matters. I'm gonna drill that into you guys. Representation matters. Actually being asked to be TikTok's official TikTok creator, because again, being an influencer and being somebody who is like, you know, quote unquote famous, there's not enough people who look like us, brown, not people who are proximity to whiteness or people who are white passing, brown people. And it's not enough who are at the top to show people, like, you know, I guess people who are younger than me, that, hey, you don't have to look white, skinny, and pretty to be successful or to be an influencer. Because when it comes to TikTok, you already know, like, if it wasn't for people who look like us, the app wouldn't have, you know, risen to popularity. People love our music, people love our dance trends, but people don't ever want to credit us. So take credit when credit's due and make sure people credit you and amplify your voices to make sure you're seen and heard for your ideas and for your success. So that is my biggest accomplishment, is being a TikTok creator, because I can use my platform to speak out against not only racism, but the microaggressions in our communities, and just bring awareness to, again, like the Caribbean islands, and use my influence for good and not just sit there on my platform and do nothing with it. Because if I'm doing nothing with it, what am I really accomplishing? Nothing.
Right. Again, representation matters seems to be the theme of our podcast.
I'm going
to
stamp that right on my forehead.
I like it. I like it. Get that tattoo. Steam wants to pay for it. We're going to do that. Yo, and I think the other thing that's really important is you're doing TikTok different, right? Because, and I want to make very clear that I am not knocking this. Some people have really good careers in adult fields, in doing things like shaking their booty. I'm not knocking it. I'm not putting a negative on that at all. But what I'm saying is you're taking a different route that might be easier, and you're bringing talents to what you're doing to TikTok. Not saying that shaking the booty is not talent, but I'm saying you're bringing a different level of talent, and you're not taking an easy route. You're taking a much harder route.
It's too hard.
Yeah, with a positive, you know, vibe, with a positive message, keeping representation in mind. So we thank you for that. We think you are a Steambox hero for that, and we appreciate it for sure.
Guys, thank you. I appreciate it.
How many views do you get, like, on, like, you're like one, you had that one video where you took out, like, you took out a wig and you smacked the camera with it.
Yeah, the Moana wig.
What kind of views do you get for something like that?
I stopped looking, but I think it was like 3 point something million. But like, I'm shadow banned now, so that's annoying.
All right, what does shadow banned mean? Because it sounds awesome.
No, it's not. It means like TikTok is suppressing content, and specifically Black content creators. And there's like a huge debate about it, and TikTok's denying it. But then people are like, no. And like the entire Black community is like, none of us are being shown. But then again, no shade to people who are shaking their booties, but like they're being blasted with millions and millions of followers. But people who are trying to advocate, especially for Black Lives Matter, or like, you know, speaking out against like unfortunately the attacks that just happened in the Asian community, people who are bringing awareness, they get shadow banned. They get 100 views, 1,000 views, like barely anything, and they'll have millions of followers. Or sometimes TikTok is just like, you know what, you said enough, and like completely deletes their account. So that's a whole other issue that is happening.
I think the kind of person that we want to have as a Steambox mentor is the kind of person who is shadow banned. So
me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, thank you for that. I'm going into final questions. I know Precious had a final question. Juliana, Aiden, let me know in the comment section if you do, and I'll come to you. And then we're gonna wrap up and get to your shout outs and where people can follow you. I know we've done that once before, but Precious, what's your last question for Emmy?
So based on like how you've seen so far and with their questions and about your personalities and stuff and how Mr. Roberto introduced us, you know, by the brains and the smarts and the, you know, the whole nine, how, if you saw us as a Disney character, who would you see us as?
Oh my God, I get to cast you guys? I just need princesses or characters?
Any kind.
Okay, let's see. Precious, you definitely look like a Belle. And then Juliana, I can see you. You look like a Moana, hardcore. And then Aiden, just because you're a Tinker, you have to be Tinker Belle. because you tinker. Or what's the other? This is another character that Tinkerbell hangs out with. Oh, Terrence. You can be Terrence. Yes, he wears an acorn on his head. He's really cute.
That's so good. That's so good. I love it. Yeah, Precious. One more. Go ahead.
What was I gonna say? Oh my gosh.
You got this. I believe in you.
Gosh. I hate when I ask one thing and then I forget the other. What were the obstacles in your life that you've overcome? With the racism, with the, like you said, the shadow ban. How are you overcoming that at the moment?
You're gonna go so deep on the final.
Honestly, I guess just racism and the microaggressions and it's just the stereotypes or people just being discriminatory has always been an obstacle in my life. But the thing is, not a lot of people have the emotional labor to just brush it off over their shoulder. It takes a lot of time. There'll be some days or in the past where I just wanted nothing to do with it. And I would just be really upset. Oh my God, why do people just hate me for the color of my skin? I'm over here living my life. Or I came over from Puerto Rico and we struggled moving here and living here. It was hard. We were dirt poor. We had no electricity at some points, but it's all about trying to make a better life. And again, not everyone has the emotional labor to do that. But people like me, what's that saying? If it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. I don't know, man. I felt that deep into my soul.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Yes, yes, exactly. So all those life experiences, would I trade them or do I regret them? No, because I'm here, obviously a lot stronger, but I'm doing it because the experiences that I went through with the racism, with whatever, I don't want people behind me in the next generation of people to go through the same stuff that I went through. I can do something and change the way the world is right now, or I can just do nothing and just live my life. And then, it's their problems, whatever. But I choose not to, because those experiences sucked. And I don't want people who look like me to be, attacked or discriminated against solely because of the color of their skin or from their background or from, for just being themselves, which I think is unfair. You're born into the world free. So who is anyone else to tell you what you can and cannot do? And who else is anyone to tell you, where you do and do not belong on this planet solely from where you came from or for the color of your skin? Now, if I can do anything to plant seeds in people's heads that this type of treatment is not okay, that is my biggest obstacle that I've overcome. If I could at least change the opinion of one person, which I've done a lot at this point, but if that train of thought of wow, this is really unfair, we should do something about it, it can continue into a domino effect and ultimately something will change. For example, if Martin Luther King and all of those people didn't have the same mindset of minorities should have the same rights as everybody else, if he didn't do anything, or if those people just sat down and not did anything, I wouldn't be here right now. And a lot of people, the friend groups that we have, you wouldn't be able to talk to each other because the people like him did it in the past, we have a future because of him. And if I can continue that, I'm going to do it.
I love your impression of Martin Luther King.
Yeah. I completely agree. Everything you just said right now, I completely agree with. You just literally took the words out of my head.
Well, you guys are the next generation. I'm telling you, keep fighting for the next people after you until there is no more fighting. I call it the torch of freedom, where I have it now, and then eventually it will go to you guys, and then you guys have it, and then it will continue until there's no more of that.
I could see both Precious and Juliana and Aiden in all the ways that we've described, right? Actually picking up that torch from you specifically, from this conversation specifically. Aiden,
I hope so. When I'm going to be old in 60 and 70, I'm going to be following you guys in a wheelchair and be like, you guys got it!
They already think we're old.
Oh my God, no! I got to be right now, my
king. Hey, who said I thought that?
I think the really important, I would never have guessed that. I thought you were younger.
I don't think that was black don't crack, that's why.
but what I'm saying, that message about what doesn't kill you makes you stronger with this group. In the little time that I've known this group, like my heart has bled listening to them and the things that they have gone through, the things that Juliana has talked about, and I'm happy that she landed in a really good place, and the things that Precious is gonna have, you know, has dealt with and will always have to deal with. And even Aiden talking about the love and support that he gets with his family and just, you know, how difficult and challenging these things are sometimes. I think it's really important to remember what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And we look at some of our community heroes like Emmy, somebody who, you know what I mean, has hair like us, who's out there in the community and just being that princess that she feels like being today is super dope. It's super important.
Superhero princess is what I am.
A superhero princess. You are our superhero princess.
Oh, thank you.
I'm totally not going to make a fan art right after this meeting.
Oh my God. Totally. Fan art. Heck yeah.
Precious, let me help you with that. Let me help you with making that fan art. And I know Juliana draws too. And just so Aiden could get some ideas on engineering, where should these people follow you? Where should people follow you to see all of your art, all of your work? What should we know? Where should we go?
You can go to, because I have
two. Not you, Precious.
Well, hey, I feel like
if they have an art account, I want to follow that. That's pretty awesome.
Hold on. Yes, that's dope. Because now you have the social media influencer who just said that they're going to follow you.
Oh my
Yesterday goodness. On the podcast, we had the Celtics, and one of the students was like, you should follow my Instagram. And I'm not even mad because he shot his shot. And they did. So where should we follow you, Precious? Where should the world follow you?
So I feel like, you know, they should follow me on Instagram mostly because I'm on there 24/7, you know, because usually when I scroll through, I'm like always seeing these posts about, like, you know, about this racism and all this Black Lives Matter and people, like, you know, girls talking about boys talking about girls, you know, about their weights and then, you know, other stuff. And it's just like, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it. It's like, you know, instead of.
Where should we follow you, Precious?
I'm sorry.
They're getting the backstory. I was listening.
We're running out of time. I want to make sure Precious shot her shot. Precious said to our superhero princess that you should follow me, and I want to make sure we can. So, Precious, where should we follow you? Say it out loud.
On Instagram.
Where on it? I get it.
What's the username?
Historia_artsy with the Y at the end. And I think it's either _2 or just 2 right at the end.
Oh, man.
You did not make this easy.
You're one of those.
I know. I gotta change the username.
So, Emmy. Yes. Where should Precious and Juliana, Aiden, where should the world, our listeners, where should we go?
I'm on board. You're going to put me on top.
Where should we go see you? Would you say you're on board? Is that a new social media? I don't know.
Oh, no. I said you guys are putting me on the block. I put it in the chat. You guys can follow me on Instagram. My name is Frickle Frackle Marco. And I do a lot of advocacy. Oh, my goodness. That word is so hard to pronounce. But yes, thank you. I raise a lot of awareness of things that are happening in our current world and things like that. It will not be talking about, you know, girls talking about boys and vice versa, because I know about that life. I'm talking about change. I'm talking about getting things done or bringing, you know, the attention of something that is happening in our community or anything that is happening around the world to you guys. I'm like a news anchor, but I'm not. I'm just like an influencer and I talk about important things.
Perfect opportunity for me to say that Steambox has, we're part of 401 Gives. So world who is listening, 401 Gives is a charitable event that happens in Rhode Island where Rhode Island Foundation matches your donation. So if you donate to Steambox, somebody's gonna match your donation. That's happening on April 1st. I'm gonna share that information with Frickle Frackle Marco on Instagram. That's our homie Emmy, our superhero princess. So she can share it, and I'll probably also get her a pizza because we want to feed her because we appreciate her. Also, Emmy, who I want you to think of a friend besides me. I want you to think of a friend, somebody important to you, somebody who's amazing. Who do you want to give a shout out to?
I want to give out a shout out to my friend Zoe. She's so like. I don't know. So like, what's the word? The way she speaks is so like, wow. Like I want to listen to her. She's way younger than I am, but she's so intelligent in the way she speaks. And she's such an advocate for Black Lives Matter and things that are happening in the world. And I'm older but I'm still learning things from her till this day. Like, she is so amazing.
Shout out to Zoe. Is Zoe a fellow cosplayer?
A princess performer. She's also Moana.
Oh, another.
We bonded because of Moana.
Y'all didn't kill each other? Y'all didn't do the...
Oh my God, no. That's the thing, though. In the princess community, it's very competitive. But princesses of color, because there's so little of us, we all get along.
Okay.
Like, we'll all travel in like a pack. Like,
very dope. Aiden, can you please unmute your microphone? I want to ask you a question real quick. Aiden, I am wearing my I'm wearing my Godzilla shirt because today Godzilla is fighting King Kong. And I need to know real quick, this is the last question in the show. We're about to peace out. Aiden, who do you got, Godzilla versus Kong?
I still think Kong will win.
Ooh.
Again, my son says Kong. I say I'm with Zilla. Juliana, who do you got?
Godzilla.
You got Godzilla. Yes, you are with me. Precious, who do you got?
Okay. So I don't really know much about it,
but I'm word answer, of, Precious.
I'm kind of feeling Zilla. Godzilla.
Word. The world is against you, Aiden. Emmy. I know as an empath, you want to support Aiden right now and say Kong just for that reason. But I'm asking your true self, your true nature.
Yes.
Godzilla versus Kong, who you got?
Myself. I'm going to fight them both and I'm going to win this fight.
The princess superhero is going to show up. We got Mecha Emmy Frickle Frackle Marco showing up into the fight.
Last minute.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I'm going to have to see Super Size Emmy on HBO Max. Emmy, I'm going to continue to share stuff about you, share stuff to you, try to create a platform for you, although I know that you are doing more for us as a mentor to these youth than we could ever do for you as our champion. So I'm going to continue to give you shout outs. I'm going to continue to give you opportunities and put you on our platform whenever we can. You don't have to say yes, but I think Precious, Juliana, and Aiden all appreciate you being here today. Precious, Juliana, Aiden, if you could please unmute your microphones and say peace out to the world.
Peace out.
Peace out.